the beginning of the season of Lent, a time of blessing, a time of commitment. As we today will receive this sign of contrition, repentance, which the ashes represent, of penance, may also we remind ourselves that this will represent our commitment for the next 40 days, a journey to walk with the Lord. Every Ash Wednesday we have these readings every year, which are meant to give us, you know, sometimes we think, what should I give up at this time as a sign of my penance, little sacrifices. I think they sell less chocolate this time of the year. Many people will give up chocolate or whatever. Usually that's one of the big things that people say. But the gospel will give us what is essential, what is most important this time of the Lenten season. Give us Jesus himself is talking to his disciples, and that message is meant for us to hear today. What to do in this time of Lent? And he gives us three things to do. Give alms, pray, and fast. What is that? In other words, give alms is, the tradition of almsgiving is practice charity. Be a charitable person. Pray, you should pray always. But this time we are invited to even give a few minutes more to prayer. Maybe the time that we give up, that we'll be not eating chocolate, we can be praying at that time. That will be worthy, giving up chocolate. And fasting, which could mean also the little sacrifices that we decide to do in order that we may become better persons. We don't fast just for the sake of doing a diet. There are different things. We fast because we want to teach ourselves as well that there are essential things. And when we long for something that we like, then we see that we also should the same way long for God in our lives. I met a woman, you know, almost always, so I tell this story on Ash Wednesday because it's the beginning. It was a woman who was very pious, loved to pray and to do her sacrifices, and she loved in a certain way to do her fasting. We know that the church will ask from us twice a year, days of fasting. Today, Ash Wednesday, beginning of Lent, and then on Good Friday is also a day of fasting. The church only requires 2 days a year. But she, in her goodwill, she decided in her life to do more. Every Friday, she decided she would fast. In her fasting, she decided just to be, she would on Fridays only eat bread and drink water. And I believe that was an honest desire, and she offered that in prayers and in works and everything. The only problem with that is it would be impossible to be around her on Fridays. She would become really moody in a certain ways that I used to tell her. I said, you know, you fast and the other people are doing the sacrifice. the gospel tells us otherwise. When you fast, don't pretend that you are carrying the world's load on your shoulders. You know, you find people like that, you know. They're carrying everything. Everything is bad. Everything. No. It is a joyful time. When we give up something, we have to give up with joy. Otherwise, what is the meaning of doing so? It is, especially this year, that we are celebrating the Jubilee Year of Mercy. It is especially a time to recognize God's mercy in our own lives. 40 days ahead of us. It's beautiful, the letter St. Paul concludes with these words. Now, first, the prophet Joel tells us, you know, return to the Lord with your whole heart. Do not rend your heart, your garments, but your hearts. Meaning, it doesn't mean we dress as penance if our heart is not repentant. And St. Paul tells us, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May we walk this journey of Lent with that assurance that we are walking on the days of salvation. And what we do, may that bring us closer to the Lord, closer to His mercy. The Lord loves us above all things, and He will show that love with mercy. May this time be a time that we come closer to Him, and also a time to exercise mercy toward those, especially who are close to us.